And welcome to this week's episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host, the Administrator, and this is my party, Fishman Murray, Bad Rhino, and Husky Wolf. Tonight, we're coming back to you, finally, a week after the previous episode. Back on track. We are going to just jump straight into it, because I feel like everyone knows what's happening. There's no question.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am ready.
Perfect. So, we come back to the party as one member is arriving on the doorstep of a person's home.
That is correct.
So, I just want to double check whose home you're going to. I just want to make sure we have the right place in mind.
Andrew Finnegan.
Andrew Finnegan's home. You're checking with his... Yes. All right. So, you come up to the front door and do a round of knocking. And a gentleman looking to be in his later 30s walks to the door with brown hair. Okay. And of Caucasian descent.
Okay, so I pull out the badge that Bad Rhino made for me. Excuse me, sir. I'm working on the case about your sister. I was just hired, so I came to get any intel. Is there anything you can tell me about what happened to your sister, please?
Hey. Come take a seat.
I walk in, get my badge back from him, and I sit down in the seat.
So you're led into this nice dining room, probably just off the entryway. This is a smaller one-story apartment, which looks, well, it's like you're on, so you had to kind of walk inside. You probably buzzed into the building, to be honest.
Okay.
And you're led into a small apartment. One looks to be about 3 rooms.
Okay.
And you're sitting at what looks to be his dining room table, which is connected to the kitchen living room, and is overlooking the city street you just came off of. Hey, so you're looking for information on my sister's disappearance?
Yeah, right. Yes, I'm trying to see if she had any enemies who may have wanted some misfortune upon her, or any general information that you think could help us in our investigation.
Let me put a thought to that. That is an interesting question you're asking. Did you have any foes? Immediately jump into mine, a very few. It would probably be like people I don't know. Most of the people that we both know are common acquaintances. Know what I'm saying?
So just a couple acquaintances that you and your sister were knew?
Yeah, she was staying around here in my home for a while now and kind of has gone off track, as you know, and, well, was found dead.
Okay, do you yourself personally know, had any of the details released to you yet, such as where she died or the cause of death, anything like that that I can put on file?
Where she died? They've told me she died in area. She wasn't, like, dumped or anything. But past that, there's been very little past this.
Okay.
Cause of death has been declared a homicide.
So, just because I'm new to the case, they've kind of sent me out to pick up the pieces while some other people are out in the field doing some research of their own. Do you know of anybody that you think I should go question next or try to get information from? You've already said that there's a few common acquaintances between you and your sister that could have possibly known some more information about that. Do you give me any names of people I should visit and personally ask for myself?
Probably check with our coworkers over at the coffee shop. It's most of the people we both know.
Just to make sure, from the file I was given on Harper, it said that she was an office worker. Does she have any coworkers down at the office she worked at that may have had some ill intent?
I don't know our coworkers too well. She was the extent of what I worked with her, and I've worked with her a bit. A big thing, though, is... God, I'm trying to think. I really can't think of anyone coming to mind. I would... I don't know. Check places... I would check the establishments she frequents. She frequents the coffee shop I work at. And she... She's been going to a few local restaurants in the area, but that's about the extent of what I could think of for you.
Okay.
She wasn't getting out of the house too much besides work and that.
I can understand. So, is there anything else you want to put on before I finish up this little questioning session and head out to these other areas?
Nothing really comes to mind.
Well, I am deeply sorry for the loss of your sister, and I hope that things get better here for you.
Thank you.
So I get up, and as I'm on my way out, I just kind of straighten out my shirt, brush it off. Well then, I suppose I'll maybe see you around, hopefully on better terms than this.
Alright. Thank you.
I exit the door, and so in the report I received, I remember last time whenever I asked you about Andrew, it said that he was a barista. Did it list the name of the coffee shop he was talking about?
Yes, the Cappuccino.
Oh yeah, okay, the Cappuccino. What about the office she worked in?
It looks to be just a branch office for metallurgy supply company.
Okay.
They sold a lot of kilns and high heat equipment.
Okay. So as I walk out, as I'm walking down the street, I dial up Duke's phone number.
You connect.
Okay. Hey, Duke. So, I got bored waiting in that line. You saw how many people there were. Anyways, so as I was.
How long has it been, actually?
What was that?
How long has it been?
Oh,
like how much time has it passed?
25 minutes.
25 minutes. Okay.
So after I got distracted, I decided to go for a walk in. By coincidence, I was just looking at the address numbers, and I recognized one of the numbers I was walking across. So I pulled up the papers, and it belonged to a guy named Andrew Finnegan. So since I was here, I decided I would ask him if he knew any information. He didn't really. All he told me was that the victims we were looking for, maybe we could find information at the coffee shop, the office, the local restaurants. I just wanted to let y'all know my whereabouts, since we are a team now. I wasn't able to get anything super useful, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to go check the coffee shop.
Sure.
Mm. Okay.
Works.
Yes, this is quite well. Thank you. Let's see, it's Cappuccino. That's what they were calling it.
You want us to meet up there?
Well, if you want to, I don't know what you're working on, but if it doesn't take away from what you're doing, I suppose we could. Working alone, raises my anxiety levels, but at the same time, that's kind of what makes it enjoyable. But, you know, less anxiety, the more of a chance we'll probably get things done.
Okay, well.
We pull out of the phone call to now be focusing on Husky and Rhino's characters. What are Alden and Riker doing right now?
Didn't we, like, just finish, like, our coat hunt?
Oh, yes. That was what we were doing.
Yeah.
I was like, we don't even have a lead, but yeah, no, we were doing something else. So I think we're probably at the dry cleaners.
Yeah, just like turning it in.
Yeah, I guess I walk back with a new laptop.
Right. This is happening,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. I come back with a slightly stretched, newly washed lab coat.
Alright, so the party... I guess you'd be recollecting at Cappuccino.
Sure. Is there a role that either of us have to make to convince Norik that this is? We put effort into disguising the lab coat, so I'm wondering if
it is... It's a lie roll to tell him this is his lab coat.
Is there two roles? Can we disguise it and lie?
I feel like one role makes more sense collectively together. It can be either dexterity or... Nah, it's charisma. It's really charisma.
It's like dexterity?
Please lie to him for me.
Oh, do you think you're bad at lying?
I have 1d8 in charisma.
I'm twice as good as you.
Oh god. I just looked at this. I just looked at this freaking matchup on the character sheets. Oh lordy.
Is there something we could do to avoid a charisma roll? Because we are putting all of the effort in. We're taking this as a mission. We are putting in effort to disguise this thing.
Spend 2 points of reverence.
2 points of reverence. Or one. I have one left.
Do you want to split the cost?
I do.
I need 2 from one of you.
Oh no.
I will set the check DC as 15, and then Norik will roll against it, using his intelligence.
So we spend 2 reverence, the check will be 15, and then he'll roll against it.
This would be... Let me think. Like, there's the obvious call... Let me check it. Intuition, where is that? Yeah, this is an intuition roll. Norik, when you're ready.
Okay.
DC 15.
Okay. Do you have 2 points of reverence?
Yeah. Do you think that would be worth it?
You can either use that... Well, I don't know what deal he's bringing us here, because we don't know what the other roll would be. 2 points of reverence is enough to re-roll a skill check. I don't know.
I'm saying it's 2 points of 2 points of reverence, and it will be set at a DC 15 check. I'll even sweeten the deal and say minimum DC 15. You can roll
what,
to see if you roll higher than a 15.
What happens if we roll?
Here's
like,
the I sent the roll
him.
Over to you, NG.
What happens if we roll you. Above him but below the DC 15?
It's just ignored. Solid fish. Alright,
Do you have experience? Buy a dice. Buy an extra T8 in charisma.
Solid.
Oh, that's... Like, how much does that cost again?
100 XP.
100.
I will do it.
Yes.
Normally I wouldn't allow this, but this is funny and early enough in the session that I would allow for it.
Bam! 3 charisma. And then I can probably spend 2 reverence to re-roll a roll.
Oh, but you need 2 reverence to make the roll. We need that for
no, them. It would be 2 reverence to have the 15 minimum.
Right.
I'll have to take that before you make this roll.
I think
if you 15 want to take
is just
deal.
Barely reachable.
I don't think this is going to be good at all, but...
Well, what if it works?
So that's 2 points of reverence. DC is 15 now.
No!
So, do you want the good news or the funny news first?
Funny news.
Currently, you are sitting at almost 3 times your opponent's score with the 15 already. So
13, but yeah.
No, with the 15. I said I'd take either a 15 or...
Okay, I get it now. That makes sense.
Oh. So, you have approximately scored 3 times, a little more than 3 times what your opponent has rolled.
So it worked.
Fish rolled an approximate 4.9 on this roll.
Oh my god.
Mechanically, I do want to say though, this mechanically says something very interesting about how the rule of ones works in this game, which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
In that, if you see on his roll, he rolled a one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Did you roll minimum intelligence dice?
Yes.
Why?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, I'm not a...
intelligence dice.
What? That was different, I thought, last session.
Yes. Turns out we're both terrible at this. All of us are.
What?
Lying is not
the
our
researcher,
strong suit.
Sorry, the researcher has won in intelligence.
I made a joke about this, paranormal like, the first session. I told you the very first How session, did I'm a paranormal investigator with one intelligence. I'm pretty sure I joked about that.
I completely forgot about this. Oh okay, God. That's... So that makes this even funnier.
It's funny because,
because that means
it's funny because my character is nuts, but he only has one D hey,
okay,
intelligence.
Okay.
Wait, I should note though, Craig.
Yes.
You have the highest intelligence of the
no
entire
way.
Party.
I have 2d8 intelligence, people. That's not that hard to beat.
You are the smartest person in this party.
The man who grew
Craig.
Up in the woods hunting for his own food is the most tech-savvy person here. That's wrong. There's something wrong with that. I don't even know the phone.
Let's be very clear. He's not the most... He's not just the most tech-savvy. He is also the most able to pilot planes,
yeah.
detonate explosives, speak foreign languages alongside...
To be fair, I did put points in, like, all those things, like demo, leadership, intuition, all that stuff. I
just
don't
no
have
intelligence.
Yeah. I'm basically just like a boomer. Basically.
You're a fountain of knowledge of these skills, but you can't actually do them.
Yeah.
So, as the party is arriving at Cappuccino, I think we're going to call to the first break of this session.
Oh, God.
Live. And welcome back to the second half of the SCP Black Files podcast. I am the administrator, and let's get back into the flow of things as the party is gathering up at Cappuccino.
Okay, I see the car pulling up. Do either of them
yep.
have the windows down, or am I just going to have to wait by the sidewalk to pull up before I can say anything?
I bet you have the full black sedan drives up next to you. Car window rolls down.
If it's in the driver's seat, I would say
about the lab coat would have been replicated.
I pulled the lab coat up. Oh my God, it is Becky! thank you, and I hug the lab coat as hard as I can without even looking at any of the hard work they put on as I slip it on.
I give a glance to Duke, and I'm just like, did he just call his lab coat Becky?
I sign.
So,
all right.
So I say, okay, man, I'm really excited, but we really should try to impress the employers. I'm trying to convince them to be more ethical with some of the employees, and they're never going to take me seriously unless we put in the work.
Hey, maybe the lab coat helps.
That is a good point. Now, we need to...
Let's go ahead.
Yes, that's it. And I follow along with them. I let them take the lead.
Alright,
so...
I'm like, you're the talk one, aren't you?
I know, I'm looking back at Norik like, what are you doing behind us?
Roll a fate check, Rhino, since you're the first one going in. Okay.
You know, these are my best rolls.
Yeah.
I'm the luckiest man
alive. I need to know what your roll is, so could you tell me what that is?
That is a big ol' 5.
Alrighty.
Better than average.
So you're... no, that's below average.
Is it?
6 is average. So you walk into the bar at this point. Well, not the bar, the coffee shop. This is a downtown Chicago coffee shop. You got the low bearing roof. Sorry, you got the high bearing roof with the metal crossroads. It's got the countertop glass facade, the frosted glass facade. The smell of coffee hits your nose as you get there. You see at the tables they're talking about the internet people inside the room right now. And pulling out the till there is a young woman, probably in her 20s. Manning the till and seemingly occasionally walking up to make drinks as people.
Yeah. I walk up to, I'm assuming we're sitting down.
Oh wait, I almost forgot. To those of you who participate in the lab code escapade, they gain, let's say, a 1-point reverence return.
I will go ahead and make that too. My drama card is to give everybody double drama reverence. So, Riker gets an extra 1 of reverence.
So does everyone, including Nork?
I believe it only doubles the reward.
It's the two.
Yeah.
Are you purchasing one right now? You will have 4 points. You would like to make a drama card?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty. So I'm cutting you back. Right, you have one on hold, don't you? Let's get this shuffle real quick. Alright. I'll leave it to Rhino. It's
Medium roast black.
Oh, that's how y'all like yours, huh? Black to Duke and Craig, you like yours medium roast? Is that how you ordered it? I see.
Yup.
I look over at the barista. You know, I'm thinking, you know what, I feel like spicing it up today. Just get me a coffee, and I want you to mix up a lot of milk and sugar into it to give me a big boost to my day, please.
Alrighty.
So I say, so when should we start asking her what we need to ask? Should we wait till after we get our coffees, or I don't know.
I like to think she's standing right there.
That was kind of my image. You're sitting directly in front of the coffee coffee machine.
Yeah, by all means.
She hasn't even given back the change yet. So when do we ask her?
Yeah, I think it's motion towards like the till. I'm just like, by all means, lead the way.
Okay.
What gentleman? What do you find gentlemen need to speak to me about?
I pull out the.
She's starting to pull your drink. She's starting to pull your drinks for you.
I pull out the badge that Duke made for me. So, I'm kind of here as a type of. I'm working as a apprentice.
Private investigator.
Yeah, an apprentice, one of those. And they sent me out information about a Mrs. Harper Finnegan. Friends with some of the employees here. In fact, one of her brothers, Andrew Finnegan, even works here, although I do believe he's off today. I was curious if any of you think that the issue about Mrs. Finnegan's disappearance.
Mrs. Finnegan's disappearance.
Let me think. She was a part-timer around here. She was saving up to get some cash to move out of town. She wanted to get a house on the upscale part of town, about 15, 20 minutes up from here.
So yeah, she already had picked out the apartment she wanted to live in.
No, she wants to move into the northern part of the cities.
Do you know of anybody that may have not had a very good opinion of Mrs. Finnegan?
I was always under the impression that her brother wasn't the biggest fan of hers.
I see.
Is there anyone she's close with here? A coworker?
I did a few shifts with her. Otherwise, we run a two-person policy, one person front, one person back around here. She points to the kitchen door, just behind her.
Just because I need to ask this, you don't think Andrew Finnegan would ever consider any harmful actions upon his sister, right? You don't think he's that kind of person?
No idea. I don't work too many shifts with him.
Well, we'll leave our number here in case you can contact us with extra information. Is there anybody else that you work with? Or were you the only coworker that had a shift?
There's a few of us that we do cycling shifts around here. So that's what all the way work with most of staff here.
If it's possible, would we be able to get a copy of some old schedules to see who we may need to talk to next?
What time frame are we looking for?
Around the time of her disappearance, preferably about a month back, and that should be just fine.
Let me go get on the phone with the manager, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Thank you very much.
So the coffee is on the...
She hands you your coffees as she's starting to walk to the back room. You see another staff member walk out real quick.
Okay. So as that's happening, I pull up my coffee and just immediately just start downing the entire thing. My character really is not good with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. we're gonna have a sugar crash to Norik. I think as the other staff member walks to the front, if Norik doesn't prompt him, I'll ask him, you know, kind of wave him over. I'll be like shouting across the coffee shop. So once he gets over there, I'll ask, just, did you know Harper Finnegan?
Miss... yeah, I knew Miss Finnegan a bit.
Okay,
I kind
of... Well, we're investigating her disappearance. We were just talking to your coworker in the back there. She's putting in a call to your manager for us. I was just wondering if there's any extra pieces of information that you could provide.
About Miss Finnegan, let me think. I've worked some with her. She's the kind. She was nice enough, calm, sweet, really nice worker. She and I would do a lot of night shifts.
Did she ever talk about any altercations or bad blood with someone?
Let me think about that. I think there was some issues between her and Hobbs. Co-worker today. They seem to have some kind of monetary dispute a while back. Other than that, I think the manager and her didn't get along too well either.
Okay.
Scheduling constraints and all that, you know.
I think I lean in, kind of get Norik's attention if he isn't paying attention.
I kind of like put down the coffee.
And
kind of put down the coffee. I'm halfway through this large coffee mug. I say, sorry. What? You are a coworker, aren't you?
So. The coworker in the back there. She was telling us that she was really friendly, and I'm still talking to the worker at the till. She didn't. Do you think we could leave you our number if she asks for it? Please give it to her. Because it seems like your coworker there is hiding something. She doesn't want to tell us about this altercation, even when we're wholeheartedly investigating the situation, so. That is a bit of a red flag. I wouldn't generally...
I'm going to ask for you to give me a persuade.
Okay. I got Norik's attention. If I fail, hopefully he can tip it.
I would ask if this would be a support case where he can try to support you.
Okay. That, yeah. Which...
Norik, you have a pretty strong charisma, so I'd be willing to knock it up to a 1.5 bonus to Husky's roll.
I do believe the help action actually does switch out your skill bonus, does it not?
I'm not sure. I'm willing to run it that way. That makes sense. Yeah, I had to go crap. Did you spend all of your EXP leveling that up? Holy crap! Add a 6.5 to your roll.
Okay. I'm persuaded at the moment.
Well, I do need to know what your roll is.
It is 1d8, so I'll just go ahead and roll my charisma.
And you're persuaded. Let me find that for you. So, right.
Okay. I wouldn't mention any of this to your coworker. And I think I'll just lean back into my chair. If Norik wants to keep talking, I wouldn't stop him, but I'll just keep drinking the coffee.
So, as I kind of recover from the experience I was just having with the coffee, I look over at him. I'm sorry I wasn't fully here a second ago. I'm helping them out with the investigation, so I assume you're just going to send in a call if you hear anything.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Thank you. We'd really appreciate it.
You see the form as you're continuing to talk to him. Probably as you say, start talking about your assistance in the investigation, you see the form of who you can identify as Janet Hobbs, the other staff member on shift.
I think I will cut Nord off and just say, thank you for your cooperation. This has helped greatly, and I believe your coworkers here with some extra information for us.
So you see Miss Hobbs walk up to you, too.
So I don't apology. I just want to ask something. I don't want to be like a stickler. Didn't Craig specifically say that he wasn't going to stop him from saying anything?
That's because I was... Yes, I only stopped him because the co-workers were like, I don't want either of them to say something.
Apologies, I just got in contact with the managerial. We can't hand out the labor records without proper warrants.
So you're saying that we're going to have to go get a warrant? Our badges on? That's unfortunate.
Is there anything you could tell us about the schedule? Surely you've seen it.
I've seen it, yes.
So is there any other names that come to mind around the time of her disappearance? Who else is working with
her? So, the managers publish the active week schedule on our backroom boards. But they pull them down, of course, after the weekends. New one goes up.
Well, sure.
So, issue is, to my memory, she worked 3 days that week. Saturday, Sunday, and... Sorry, yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think. So it's been a bit difficult getting an exact.
And were those the days leading up to her disappearance, then?
I think so.
And from what I read off my report, just because I'm trying to confirm some information, it's saying that she also worked as an office worker down in a mid-fly company, I believe it was.
So, Nork, this is metallurgy.
Sorry, what was that?
Was this the metallurgy company that she was working at?
Yes, she worked at metallurgy.
I was just correcting you. I'm guessing you just didn't supply. Read it right on the paper. And so I'm just like, Nork, that says metallurgy.
Metallurgy.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, supply for metallurgical work.
Okay, my bad. Well, still. So was her problems with the manager just that she was trying to find time to balance between her at her office job and her here?
I think she kind of had to cancel a lot of shifts close to start time and all that. And she couldn't find time off at her other job. And that was being to get on the managerial's nerves.
Okay. What is your manager's name again?
I don't think I mentioned it. It's Gerard.
Is there some way that you could set up a meeting for us? We'd love to talk to
roll.
Him. God, Norik, please keep asking these questions. I can't do this.
Oh, can I help him?
Can I roll at that 6.5 again?
I'll allow the assist. Is like Norik sitting behind him, batting his eyes.
9.5.
Again?
Oh my god, again.
Huh. Do you want to spend 2 points of reverence to re-roll that?
I did just get 2 points of reverence. I think I will do that.
I finished my coffee already. I'm just sitting there.
God, I wanted that trump card.
Oh, no!
Oh.
That's even better. So, that's only a zero.
You got a 6.5.
Yeah.
I like to think that he just completely misspoke every word, but just my looking at her, she felt what I meant. Oh, God.
So, Gerard's out of town this week. I don't know if I can get you in.
Do you know what day he'll be coming back? Perhaps?
It's sometime next week.
Okay. Gerard.
I think like Saturday next week.
What's his last name?
Pierce. Gerard Pierce.
Okay. There we go. Gerard Pierce. Does he have any family members here?
I honestly don't know.
Fair enough. Well then, I look around back at Craig and I look at the bartender, and I kind of like put my hand up to Craig's ear.
Is there anything else I need to ask her?
One more thing. What is Gerard's phone?
So she gives you a phone number. That should be his number for you.
I sign that to
this sucker is committing time.
So is that his business or his personal number? Just so we know.
That should be his personal number.
Okay, so I look over at Husky. So that should be everything, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think our next stop is probably the office, then.
I assume that they're getting up at this point, and the second they get up, I'm immediately back to in coffee mode, just chugging it, not paying attention to anything else in the world but this coffee.
His
right
goal
now.
Is to down the whole thing before he gets to the trash can.
Alrighty. So as the party is exiting the coffee shop...
I think leaving the coffee shop, once we're out of earshot, I will mention to the group. So we have our new lead suspect.
Yeah, Gerard, there was, you know, Miss Hobbs.
No.
Well, Hobbs, too.
Hobbs. She lied to us. And, for all we know, didn't even have a manager. I'm just saying it's really easy for her to have manipulated the situation if she was.
Yes.
And she was lying to us. We caught her.
We should still consider the manager, too. What if he is involved and she's just an accomplice?
Currently, person of interest. We're going to be talking to him. I don't know how yet. Hopefully that's his number. We should probably give him a call on the way to the office.
Here, on the way there, I'll call him.
As the party is exiting, though, and getting in the car to head to the office, I think it's time to call tonight's session to a close. But I want to handle some new matters. I felt, as we're going to be not having as many missions in this campaign as others, that we might want to hand out XP as the sessions go on. So on a session-by-session basis, I'll start handing out the XP now. So for tonight's session, you've managed to interview about 3 witnesses and have done about... You've done a fair amount of progression for 1 hour, so I'm thinking I'm going to pass out 40 points of experience. That is on top of any previous experience you've gained.
Are we allowed to buy dice mid-session?
Not mid-session, but in between sessions.
Yeah, that's what I meant, in between.
Yes, in between sessions you'll be able to buy dice.
Okay.
So, I think it's time for me to speak the closer. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I was the administrator, and this was my party. Catch us on YouTube and on Twitter at Crooked Atmosphere Pod. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. Don't forget to share the podcast. And we'll be back next Friday with another episode. Goodbye.